Welcome back to another episode of the MLB Scoreboard Reports. We're already three games in so far, recapping everything that happened on March 30th. As today is Sunday, today is the day that every afternoon baseball game, except for one, will be played. And yes, Major League Baseball is back, and we're all full swing of things. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone, so let's get into it. Braden Hyde stood outside the Baltimore Orioles clubhouse, his uniform and jacket reeking of Budweiser syrup and a few other liquids. He was wondered what it would feel like to win his first game as a Major League manager, but had never given much thought to the scent. He's quoted saying, "I don't know what the smell is, but whatever it is, I'll take it," said as he said when with drips of everything falling on him. Slow-footed catcher Jesus Sucre was aggressive on the bases to score the go-ahead run in the two-run sixth inning, then added a three late RBI Saturday, a day of milestones accumulated in a 5-3 victory over the New York Yankees. Pete Alonso and the rest of the new-look Mets are playing just how the club hoped in just two games, of course, but 2-0 is better than 0-2, which is where the Washington Nationals are as they adjust to a life without Bryce Harper. Alonso contributed three hits, two RBI, and a pair of nifty stretch plays at first base in Game 2 in his Major League career, and fellow youngster J.D. Davis, Jeff McNeely, and Dominic Smith all played a part in lifting the Mets past the Nationals 11-8 on Saturday. The Reds got a game deeper into the season before having to call off one. The second game of the series against the Pittsburgh Pirates was called off Saturday because of rain. The start was delayed 40 minutes before it was postponed, which storms forecast all evening. It'll be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader on May 27th. Greg Allen and Brad Hand helped the Cleveland Indians out of the cold and into warmth of the new clubhouse with their first victory of the season. Allen hit a go-ahead sacrifice fly in the top of the ninth inning, and Hand escaped a bases-loaded jam in the bottom half of the inning, and the Indians held the Minnesota Twins 2-1. If the Kansas City Royals are going to have success in 2019, they'll need to rely on their speed. That was very evident Saturday in an 8-6 win over the Chicago White Sox on a wet, cold, windy afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Three games into the season, the Blue Jays starting pitchers have yet to allow a single run. Aaron Sanchez and four relievers combined to pitch Toronto's second straight shutout, leading the Blue Jays over the Detroit Tigers 3-0. Hitless in five at-bats to open his anticipated first series with the Philadelphia Phillies, Bryce Harper grabbed teammate Nick Williams' bat looking for a spark. One big swing of the borrowed lumber later, Harper was on top of the step of the dugout, roaring back at the fans chanting MVP, MVP for the 330 million man. Harper homered deep into the second deck and in right center field for his first hit as a Philadelphia and celebrated with an emphatic curtain call, highlighting the Phillies' 8-6 win over the Atlanta Braves on Saturday. Tyler Glasnow had a concerning spring training for the Tampa Bay Rays. The gangly 6'8" right-hander acquired late July from the Pirates for ace Chris Archer had some fans worrying his stellar end to 2018 might have ended a flash in the pan. Facing one of the AL top lineup in the opening regular season, Glasnow was in golden ace again for the Rays. Glasnow and four relievers shut down the Houston Astros after Alex Bregman's first inning homer, and Tampa Bay won 3-1 on Saturday. Kristen Yelich became the first MVP to homer in his first three games of the following season. Josh Hader closed things out with an immaculate inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 on Saturday night. Miguel Rojas and Martin Prado each had three hits, and the Miami Marlins won their first time this season, beating the Colorado Rockies 7-3. Mark Canna hit a two-run homer in the fourth and held for Brett Anderson and the Oakland Athletics to beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-2. Reyes Morata struck out five and two innings in lights-out relief work, including Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis. The San Francisco Giants beat the San Diego Padres 3-2 Saturday night for their first victory of the season. Joey Gallo hit a three-run home run in the eighth inning, and the Rangers rallied to beat the Chicago Cubs 8-6 on Saturday night, long after Yu Darvish flopped in his former Texas ace return in his first home in the majors. Jay Bruce hit his first home run for Seattle, a three-run shot to center field. And the heavy-hitting Mariners continued to dominate Boston's starting pitching in a 6-5 win over the Red Sox on Saturday night. Cody Bellinger hit two home runs and drove in a career-high, tying six runs. Justin Turner added five RBI, and the Los Angeles Dodgers rebounded splendidly from a 13th inning loss to with an 18-5 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks on Saturday night. So those are your games that have happened in Major League Baseball on this March 30th. Some headlines we get into before we're going to recap every single home run that was hit in Major League Baseball. This is including one home run. Bryce Harper, his home run that he hit in his Phillies debut, not debut, but his first hit as a Philly. He had a 465-foot home run that actually went to the second deck. It was in between the center and right field. It had that trajectory of going straight out that just pretty much splitting the center fielder and right fielder just right down that middle area into the gap. And it was a shot. If you can find a video of it, I highly recommend it. I know there's one on YouTube, so I would totally, if I were you, I'd watch it, see how far it went. Very impressive. Christian Yelich had the first reigning MVP with home runs in his first three games. I had the capability of watching the first two games of the Cardinals and the Brewers series. And Yelich, he's the real deal. It'd be impressive. He's on pace to hit a home run in every single game this entire season. That's not going to happen. But the fact that it's possible, it's just fun to think. Kind of like with last year, and Matt Davidson hit three home runs in the first game of the opening day last year against the Royals when he was on the White Sox. It was something to think about, something cool to be like, wow, this guy can hit over 400 home runs in the season. It's not going to happen, but it's cool to think that Yelich has the chance of hitting a home run in every single game. Colorado Rockies first baseman Daniel Murphy is out indefinitely with a broken finger on his left hand. Murphy was injured diving for a sharp grounder in the fourth inning Friday night against the Miami Marlins. He remained in the game and got his first hit with the Rockies in the ninth inning, but swelling on his finger worsened overnight. The Seattle Mariners have put closer right-hander Hunter Strickland on the 10-day injured list because of a right lat strain. Strickland gave up the winning three-run home run to Boston pinch hitter Mitch Moreland in the top of the ninth inning on Friday night. So two relatively stars for teams that are hurt, and that hopefully they can step some things up and get back better than they were. So now let's recap every single home run that was hit in Major League Baseball and find out how many there was. Starting off, Yankees' Troy Tulowitzki hit a home run. National Victor Robles. Indians' Henley Ramirez. White Sox' Yoan Makanda and Jose Abreu. Blue Jays' Justin Smoke. Phillies' Bryce Harper, Mikel Franco, and JT Realmuto. Braves' Charlie Culberson and Dansby Swanson. Astros' Alex Bregman. Brewers' Mike Moustakas, Christian Yelich, and Travis Shaw. Rangers' Asdrubal Cabrera and Joey Gallo. Cubs' Kyle Schwarber. Athletics' Mark Canham. Mariners' Jay Bruce. Diamondbacks' Jerod Dyson. Adam Jones, Willie Peralta, and Alex Avila. And Dodgers' Jock Peterson. Cody Bellinger, who hit two home runs, and Austin Barnes. There was a total of 28 home runs hit on March 30th. So that's up from yesterday. Yesterday was, on Friday, there was 18 home runs hit. Then on opening day, there was 48 home runs. There's a ridiculous amount of home runs being hit, but 28 home runs on March 30th. So that will do it here for this edition of the MLB Scoreboard Report. I still want to thank you for all of the support you have given me for this entire journey of pretty much giving you baseball news, the scores, home runs, and everything, especially during the offseason. That was a long offseason, it felt like, but I'm so glad you all stuck around and have kept by my side. And still, I'm very thankful and very grateful for my support here. So, as always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and have a wonderful day.